Andrew, thank you. I'm going last of all to Alan from Llanelli Online.
Goes from Public Health Wales. The instances of COVID-19 deaths in Mid and West Wales is 59 in a population of over 940,000. People have observed restrictions for 3 months. You are now bounding the freedom of the people of Wales by 5 miles. Wouldn't a region-by-region analysis and approach using regional R numbers and technology like cameras used for car tax evasion, heavy spot fines, be a better option, which would allow slightly more freedom for people using their judgment, not a draconic 5 mile travel ban, which is unrealistic for rural communities?
Well, Alan, it's certainly not draconian. It's advice to people, it's guidance to people, and they must use their judgment in their local geography. So, you know, we could have put it in regulations, in which case draconian might have been a fair description. But we've not done that. We've put it as advice and guidance to people that they can apply where they live. And people who live in West Wales, the most powerful message I have from them is that they do not want people from parts of the country where the virus has been much more virulent in its spread to travel to West Wales and bring that virus with them. And the 5 mile rule applies right across Wales, and it's to protect communities in that part of Wales where there hasn't been the same sort of spread. You make an important point about could we do this regionally? And we think about that all the time. You just heard me answering questions about complexity along the border when there's one rule for the whole of Wales and a different set of rules in England. And my hesitation so far on regional variations inside Wales is the difficulty of getting that message over to people in a way that they could understand. So you talked about fining people who come across borders where they shouldn't be doing it. Is it reasonable to expect somebody in Neath Port Talbot to understand that there is a different set of rules in Carmarthenshire? And I'm not sure yet that I could feel confident that we could convey that complexity to people in a way that they would understand, and then they would consent to the policing of it. As I said, we've had fantastic policing by consent where people recognise the rules and abide by them. The more the rules vary from one place to the next, the harder that will become. And so far, I think the balance of argument is on the side of having a Wales-wide set of rules that we all abide by. But it's an argument we come back to many times, and I'm sure we will again.